Translation and Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of all opulences, is predominant within the core of your heart because of your being a pure devotee. He always drives away all the darkness of ignorance as the sun drives away the darkness of the universe. Please read up me. Purport. The words Kevalya Bhaktya Kevalaya indicate that simply by executing devotional service, one can become full of all knowledge. Krishna is the master of all knowledge. Aishvarasya, Samagrasya, Virasya, Yasya, Sriyaha. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hirdeshe Arjuna Tishtati. And the Lord is pleased with the devotee. The Lord instructs him. Only to the devotees, however, does the Lord give instruction by which to advance further and further in devotional service. To others, non-devotees, the Lord gives instructions according to the manner of their surrender. The pure devotee is described by the words Bhaktya Kevalaya. Srila Vishwamada Chakravarti Thakur explains that Bhaktya Kevalaya means Jnana Kalmadi Amishraya, unmixed with fruitive activities or speculative knowledge. Simply surrendering at the lotus feet is the cause of all a devotee enlightenment and awareness. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adeta Gadadara Shivasari Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation again. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of all opulences, is predominant within the core of your heart because of your being a pure devotee. He always drives away all the darkness of ignorance as the sun drives away the darkness of the universe. Thank you all for coming. This morning, especially this morning, I feel totally unqualified to sit on the Vyasa-san. Somehow, in the morning, even I forgot to bring my own dhoti, so I borrowed it from her loving Babu, Bhakta Rudin. But the good thing is that this dhoti, it doesn't have any size. Yes, in general. All the trousers, it has a size. Somehow, it fit in. I guess this is a kind of a spiritual instruction that is applicable to everybody. Although we have different level of consciousness, but somehow this instruction is universal. Quite interesting. And today I have to seek your blessings to say something really. Pancha kalpa tarvasya kripa sindhu bevasya patitanam bhavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namah. In order to prepare this class yesterday, I was reading the purport in the Prabhupada Darshan upstairs. In the first line of purport, anyone remember first sentence of purport? Just that now, ready. I'll read it one more time. The word kevalya, bhaktya kevalya indicates that simply by executing devotional service, one can become full of all knowledge. What does this mean by that? I understand that by executing devotional service, we can become full of knowledge. It's understandable. But full of all knowledge. Mataji, how many recipes do you know? Do you know all recipes? This is like Mataji. You've been in charge of cooking so many years. Do you know old recipe? Kurma. But what do you mean by this? He said that by rendering devotional service, you become full of, not just partially, full of all knowledge. How can we make out of this? What does it mean by it? What Prabhupada wants to convey to us? Unless until we realize the first sentence of purport, we won't go further. Yes? Any understanding? Necessary knowledge, that's a good thing. And? Yeah, if you know Krishna, that means you know everything. Yes? That's a good logic. Yes? So knowledge is Sambandha Gyan. Yes? It will be, then Sambandha Gyan is, we can say the full of knowledge. If you get Sambandha Gyan, which means, does it, we can say the full of knowledge? Then what is it? One time Prabhupada gave lecture in New York. He said that the same thing. If you perform devotional service, you will know everything. At the end of class, one Indian gentleman put hands up. Okay, thank you for nice class. Do you know everything? Prabhupada said, yes, I know everything. And this gentleman challenged. Look outside the window. There is Empire State Building. How many windows are there? Can you tell me? Prabhupada answered, simple sentence, made him speechless. What is it? I think I said to you many, many times. Who can remember? Yes? No. By one sentence, he made this gentleman speechless. How many, very similar to that, how many drops of water in the ocean? He questioned back. How many drops of water is there in the ocean? He converted his logic and he smashed his doubt by just a single sentence. This is the power of devotional service. This is the power of real knowledge. So that changed the perception. Yes? Answer is that how many drops of water? Yeah, windows building, yes. Let me give a purport on that. Yes. Answer is how many drops of water is there in the ocean? Yeah. You understand that? Yeah. Basically, indirect proper saying is that what is the use of that knowledge to count the windows in the Empire State Building? What's the use of knowledge? How many hairs in all our body? Yes. So many knowledge we are acquiring, but what's the use of that knowledge? This is a proper message. So in this way, proper convert the conception. Yes. So people, according to what they value, people perceive different way. For example, we have four Varnashram Dham. We have four varnas, yes? And the sudra, what they value most? They value most self-expression and security in their life. That's what sudra wants. That's why Upanishad said that the Kalo Sudra Sambhava, in Kali Yuga, everybody's sudra. Why? Because everybody's looking for their own security. You know, whole society now, you know, so many health and safety rules and this rule, health, food and hygiene, everything safety and insurance. Why? Because they want to be secure. But this is complete sudra mentality. Even devotional service the same. You know, sometimes I remember, you know, brahmacharya ashram life, and then sometimes you feel that, okay, do a little bit of service, and then, you know, when time comes, there is prasadam, and time comes, you can do rest. Some day goes and in and out like that. Then all of a sudden, we joined with good reason, good intention, and all of a sudden we become slack in our devotional service. Ultimately, devotional service becomes in order to secure my own life. Kriyas are the same. Somehow they can't adjust themselves in the outside world and somehow get a job in the temple, and then people even think that another day is another pound. Rather than thinking, how can I make better my service? If we don't strive to make better our service, we basically fall into Sudra mentality. We want to have our own security in our life. That's all. We have to go beyond that. But what are the Vaishya values in their life? They value opulence and profit. So many businessmen, if there is profit, they'll go to hell. They don't mind to go to hell. They're willing to go to hell. So Vaishya's values is that they value most opulence in their life. Whether they raise a cow, they make any business, whatever it may be. And then, what Kshatriya values? Kshatriya values is their justice. They can't tolerate situations where unfair. Arjuna also the same. At least give us 5 villages. And then advise that, anyway, it's a long story, so it's pretty short. And what the Brahmana values? Brahmana values is truth. So different motivation we joined. Sometimes I can see that some brahmacharis, they have a good motivation to join. They want to know what's what. After studying so many things in the university, they really want to know the knowledge. They want to know the truth. That they come to Hare Krishna temple. And then they start performing devotional service. But as Vaishnava, what Vaishnava should value then? Papa always says that we are nothing to do with one sense, Vanasham Dham. Lord Chaitanya, he engaged, specifically Ramananda Roy, what's the goal of life? First answer was Vanasham Dham. Tell me further. That just shouldn't be our goal of life. So, we don't ignore these values. We respect that. Security, opulence, justice, truth, truthfulness. We respect this one, but as a Vaishnava, we have to go further. As a Vaishnava, what should we value? What is that? Service. With these 4, we can do service. You know, to secure myself, we can do service. That's how I joined. Nothing to eat. Oh, I want some fill my belly. That's why I joined this school. You know? I want to have somewhere else to stay. So I joined this school, and then nice food, prasadam, go along, I did this kind of service. The same thing, opulence also the same thing. Some people come to Hare Krishna temple, they bring chapati flour and then ghee and everything. Why? They give something, and then they get much more back. One time when I was in Korea, one Christian told me, he never missed, you know, the 1/10 of their earning they have to give to church, yes? He never missed. He's very proud. Wow, you must have plenty of faith in Jesus. No, no, no. Yes, a little bit. But somehow I found that if I give 100 pounds, always 1,000 pounds comes back. It's a good business. So some people serve like that. Of course, Krishna accepted. We have different motivation. Nobody joined Hare Krishna temple with a pure motivation, love of God. Yes, come. But along the way, we purify our motivation. So yes, service is, yes, we value. But as Vaishnava, particularly as Vaishnava, what should we value? Vanashram Dham is the basis of human being. Prabhupada always wants us to go beyond truthfulness, go beyond this justice. The answer is, we care for others. Para dukkha dukkhi. When we see the others suffering, we take as our own suffering. This is ultimately our value. But somehow or other, we mold our life in a way that secure my own spiritual well-being, secure my own family, kind of so much self-centered. So, after reflecting on this, let us kind of rewind, yes, the moment from we joined and then where we are now. Constantly, we have to assess ourselves. If we don't assess ourselves where we are, we won't go the goal we want to. We can't make it to our goal. Now, recently, I went to seminar in Belgium, and we drove there. It was a TomTom. It's an amazing machine, amazing device. It shows exactly, you put your address in, it shows exactly where you are. It's like when I joined in the army, when I read one of training is how to read a map. First thing they teach you is that you have recognized yourself where you are on the map. So in this way, you have to assess ourselves constantly. So in outside the world, in the academic world also, good teacher always assess children. What level they are, according to their level, their suitable education, they give teachings. So now, let us assess ourselves, where we are now. So we joined Hare Krishna movement in different reasons. Nobody joined Hare Krishna movement with a pure love of Godhead. Someone wants the security, someone wants the love, someone wants so many things. So someone wants to have some food in their belly. This is how I joined. So now, Bhagavata explains that four categories of people that are joining. Chaturvida Bhadantemam, Jana Sukrito, Arijuna. In any way, if you join, which means you have Sukriti behind it. Alta Gigasu, Alta Ti, Gyanicha, Bharata Sarva. Kindly, Krishna categorized in the four categories. Someone is suffering, someone wants wealth, someone is knowledge, someone is just inquisitive. Yes, we joined somehow or other, but now, along with we joined, our goal of life is not, shouldn't be just go back to Godhead. Yes, Prabhupada said that if you chant 16 rounds and then follow four legative principles, then I'll open back door of the spiritual world. Yes, it is true. But Prabhupada taught us more than that. There are many teachings on the Srimad Bhagavatam, many teachings on Bhagavata, but what kind of Prabhupada you want to see? There are so many different teachings, different aspects of Prabhupada teachings. Ultimately, what kind of goal you should have? So according to how strong your goal is, you will make it. And then along with that, we face some obstacles also. So now, we all joined somehow other. Then we have to see that what is then obstacles for our spiritual life? What is the most dangerous thing on our spiritual life? This is what's the basics, yes? The offense apparat. So there are six apparat. No, not six apparat actually. There are many types of apparat. You have guru apparat, jiva apparat, seva apparat, dhamma apparat, so many apparat. So the out of all apparat, there are six Vaishnava apparat. What is six Vaishnava apparat? What is the first thing? No, out of apparat, different out of apparat, there's a nama apparat, guru apparat, seva apparat, dhamma apparat, many jiva apparat, there's so many apparats. But one of apparat is, out of this old apparat, is a Vaishnava apparat. For example, nama apparat, how many mam apparat is there? 10 manavsai. Is it in Narada? What is it then? Narada Bhakti Sutra? Padma Purana, I think. Pun Paradam Purana, yes? So altogether 10 nama apparat, yes? Then how many Vaishnava apparat is there? Altogether 6. First is that Vaishnava apparat. Because if we know what Vaishnava apparat is, then we will not commit Vaishnava apparat. That's why you have to know that. This is your knowledge. First thing is that if you are not delighted to see Vaishnava, then this is apparat. Sometimes we say Hare Krishna, Hare Prabhu, and then the other person, without acknowledging, just walk past. Yes? Sometimes we meet like that. You should be careful. Anyone say Hare Krishna to you, then you should always say Hare Krishna back. And also, not only that, you must be happy to see any Vaishnava. Where put the Tilakon, trying to follow proper instruction, you have to show some respect. And then, another Vaishnava Prada is common thing actually, criticizing or blaspheming Vaishnava. Bhagavad Gita says that when you speak something, you have the three things you consider. What is that? Yeah, truthful, that is the truth or not, and then whether that is a necessary, yes, whether it is really necessary or not, and also, yes, somehow you have to make it a bit pleasing. The same truth you can say, but you can say in a really sharp way, or you can say a bit, you know, digestible way. Yes, in this way you have to avoid criticizing. And also, third, Vaishnava apparatha is not to get angry. Sometimes along with the devotional service, because we have a different mentality, different level of consciousness, different level of perception, sometimes it clashes. Clashes within the department, clashes against the department, always clashes there. But any conflict we face, you should see in terms of service rather than in terms of my emotion. How can you say to me like that? No. What is the right thing to do for the service? So in this way, you shouldn't be angry with the other Vaishnava. And also, fourth thing is, think ill of any Vaishnava. We have always think, you have to be well-wisher of all other Vaishnava. And also, another Vaishnava Prada is, when you don't offer obeisances, this is aparad also. When you see Vaishnava, always you have to acknowledge. If you don't have a time to make a full obeisances, at least you should acknowledge. It's prime etiquette. Saying Hare Bol, say Hare Krishna when you meet each other. And then, of course, the last thing is that killing Vaishnava. So, one time Radhana Mas gave class that we have six enemies of mind. Have you ever heard of six friends of mind? Why our mind has a full of enemy rather than friends? Tell us. Why? Answer is here. Here now there is a half cup of water. Yes? Is it half full or half empty? Yes? It depends on how you see it, isn't it? So, six enemies of Vaishnava. Within six enemies of Vaishnava, within six enemies of mind, there are six friends there. All you need to do is flip over it. Look at the other side. What is it? Let's say, one of the enemies is the envy, isn't it? So how can we see envy? What kind of friends can we get out of this envy? Where is the envy coming from? Ultimately, the other party got more than I have, then we get envious. Yes? Why he has so many big job? Why he has a bigger car? Why he has a bigger house? Why he has a beautiful wife? Why? Somehow they got more than I have. Then when you see that, rather than being envious, we have to see one of Christian quality, one of Christian's opulence. Oh, this person has more Christian's quality. One of Krishna's appearance. The same thing. We have lost the anger, greed, and the madness. We have to be mad. It is mad, one sense. 4:30 in the morning, if you're just dancing up and down, it's madness. And at the moment, I'm in serious trouble with my neighbors. These neighbors are super sensitive. So, he wrote a letter. And they put it in my prisoner. Why? Tell me why you have to get up 3:30 in the morning.
on the letter. I cannot understand. Sometimes 7 o'clock, you know, to make it 7 o'clock here. So now, you know, my son is a bit talkative. Yes, he wants to say everything and anything. So while walking down the staircase, he says so many things. Let's go to temple, and then just ping, 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 ping. And then by the time downstairs comes, the neighbor opens the door. Let me sleep, for God's sake. And then he spoke to our landlord. But luckily, our landlord is a devotee, so carry on. He said, carry on. No problem. I got protection of Vaishnavas. So in this way, you have to be mad in one way or another. So along with the devotional service, somehow we joined, and then we have to recognize what aparadha is. Yes, in British rule, if you want to drive, we have to know the rules and regulations. Then not only that, now we go a bit further, that we don't want to be just a negative. Yes. Ultimately, what makes us care for others is what is the ultimate benefit for others? Is it make them know about Krishna, Krishna consciousness? This should be our goal. It's not that this is my service I have to do. No. It is ultimate our goal. That if we will somehow make one person encounter with Krishna consciousness, then our life is valuable. So in order to do that, we have a certain secret to it. What is that? We have to acquire Vaishnava blessings. Why we need to acquire Vaishnava blessings? Because we need to be empowered by Krishna. Without empowerment, we won't get much far. The seminar I attended in Belgium, it says about another word. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulanda ki jai, Sri Lakshmi Hanuman ki jai, Sri Sri Goralta ki jai. Another word for blessings is called empowerment. In outside world, everything depends on their own abilities. Yes? There are many types of lotteries. Yes, some lottery you pay on the desk and then you scratch it and give it back. Some lotteries you put a number in, you give it back. There are many types of lotteries. But there are interesting type of lottery. You know what is that? It's genetic lottery. Some people got a gene when they're born. They have amazing ability to upload information, and they have amazing ability to download that information. Yes? So, if you have this genetic lottery, then you will do well in the material world. You will easily get a degree, and you get a job also. When you get a job, in the interview, they'll ask you so many questions. Whether you can do it or not is another question. At least in interview time, if you download whatever uploaded it, suitable to their ears, you'll get the job. So, in this way, outside world, it depends on their own ability. But spiritual matter, is not really depend on our own endeavor. Of course, it's there, and our endeavor has to be there, but has to be with the blessings. We have to be empowered by Acharya, Guru, and other Vaishnavas. What can you do without other Vaishnavas? If we get blessings, then our spiritual progress will be guaranteed. Here says one place says that our spiritual strength comes from blessings and the preparations. Sometimes we meet different challenges. But I clearly remember that any challenge you face, if you prepare for that challenge, actually that is excitement. Somehow, if you do somehow weightlifting, yes? You do your weightlifting all the time. But somehow you travel with a different country. And all of a sudden, your Guru Maharaj's bag is really, really heavy. And then you go there, you jump into there, you lift the heavy bags. In this way, if we ourselves constantly empowered by these blessings, then any obstacles we face is part of another excitement. And also, in order to get the vice of blessings, then two qualities it requires. What can be? What do we need to have in order to get the vice of blessings? Yeah? Yeah, please them. Humility, yes, that's the one I was looking for. Somehow or other, sometimes we ask for blessings, they give blessings, but we can't hold the blessings. That's another matter. It's like rain comes, then we need to have some bucket or container to hold that rain. In this way, when you come to the temple, when you take a darshan, blessing comes all the time. Radharani's hand like this gives a blessing, but we need to have humility to contain that blessing. Then what is then humility? What is humility? How do we define humility? Yes. Yeah. Prabhu, what is humility? Anyone remembers from Bhagavad Gita what Prabhupada says about humility? Yeah. Yes. Do not be anxious to get satisfaction of being honored by others. Yes. Because you don't take credit for it. That is humility. But Prabhupada said very interesting. One time Prabhupada disciple said to ask Prabhupada, how can you be humble? Prabhupada answered, being bold for Krishna, that is humility. What is that? Being bold for Krishna, that is humility. Which means bold. 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 And then my Guru Maharaj explains further on that point. He says that humility means recognize who is actually really in control, and also depends on that controller. In other words, it's evaluating situation in terms of well-being of others involved. That is humility. So one time, I think Anand Chattopadhyay Babu gave class, you know, he mentioned about, you know, the island, and he went to the police station, and then he went through the whole hassle. I was listening to the lecture. And then I felt that this is a sign of humility. Why? Because put Krishna in the center, and then you act upon it, whatever you do necessary, whatever you can. This is humility. Humility doesn't mean that being yes man or yes woman or being humble to the boss. No. One time Prabhupada says that humility means truthfulness also. You know, being humble to the boss or humble to the authority, it is attitude, but at the same time, we shouldn't think that our meek, humble attitude as humility. No. Always assess the situation in terms of well-being of others and in terms of who is really controlling and also who is really in control. So this is humility. So if we have this humility, then blessing comes, then we can hold it. So that with that blessing, we can do anything and everything. Why? Blessing means empowerment. Empowerment synonyms to that blessing. As Prabhupada could do, why? Because he got blessed by his own spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta. And then, further, when you look at Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Bhishma Dev prayers, first canto in 9th chapter, it says that Bhishma Dev said interesting things. When you drove chariot on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, yes? When Arjuna asked Krishna to drove chariot in the middle of the both army, you facing one eye forward and the other eyes toward the other enemy side. And when it is eyes by the eye side, you took all their life away already. Even before battlefield, before battle starts, Krishna took their life away already. But Krishna empowered Arjuna to take the credit of Mahabharata war. This is empowerment. And then here, Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami, His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Swami, made a commentary on Harinam Chintamani. And then he says that, introduction, from time to time, we see how Krishna uses his intimate associate to relay important messages. For instance, he asked Ramananda Roy to discuss life's highest goal and continue questioning his devotees until he finally reaches the topic of Madhurya Rasa. Lord Chaitanya also used Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as a medium to explain the topic of liberation. Similar situation also occurred on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, if we get blessings, which means we get empowered. With this empowerment, we can do anything and everything. One time, I was preparing a driving license test. I failed twice the driving test. And then I happened to speak with one of Prabhupada's disciples. I think English, it's difficult to get a driving license. I felt only twice. It's so difficult. And then he turned the topic around completely in different direction. Before you take a test, did you seek Prabhupada's blessings? Did you come to temple and then pay obeisance to Prabhupada and seek for blessings? I said, no. I can't ask a blessing for my driving license. No. I said, no. But this Prabhupada disciple answered a very interesting way. He looked at me like this. If you think you can do with your own ability, that's arrogance. It hit me really hard. It deeply made me think that he sees that beyond I can see. Yes, if you get driving license, maybe they'll be useful for the service. Not just for driving family around, maybe driving for the, carrying the vegetable or boga for the kitchen maybe. He sees it in that way, but I see it in terms of me, mine, or me first attitude. So after that, I seek for the blessings. I failed again. But fourth time, somehow I got through. Yes? But motivation was different. Previously, I need to get driving license because I want to drive. But now, somehow or other, if proper laws, if Christian laws, then I will drive. Mentality has changed. In this way, we always seek for blessings, and also we always have think that ultimately only Krishna is independent. Only Krishna is independent. It states, right first the beginning, Jammadasayata Anvayat Jammadasayata Avigaswarat, isn't it? So in this way, somehow we have to feel dependent, and also dependent on Vaishnava blessings. Then we'll get empowerment, and then we can do easily achieve, and also can achieve more than we expect. That's how the science works. Yeah? This is spiritual science.